Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposed plea deal. Prosecutors and defense lawyers tried to put together a revised plan deal after a disagreement over the original. The original plea deal appeared to fall apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to Hunter Biden's business dealings. After the prosecutor said it did not, defense attorneys said there was no deal. Lawyers had reportedly agreed to a revised deal, but the judge says she was not ready to accept it. Both sides were asked by the judge to file briefs explaining the legal structure of the new plea deal. Authorities in North Carolina say three Marines who were found dead in a vehicle at a gas station died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Autopsies were performed Wednesday after the bodies were discovered over the weekend in Hempstead, not too far from Camp Lejeune. A former intelligence officer turned whistleblower says Americans are being kept in the dark about UFOs. In a testimony before Congress yesterday, David Grush said the U.S. government is covering up a program that collects and reverse engineers UFOs and has found non-human biologics at crash sites. He says he interviewed officials with direct knowledge of the program. Grush also accused the military of misappropriating funds to shield the operations from Congress. Meanwhile, ex-Navy pilot told lawmakers he and dozens of other pilots have observed UFOs carrying out unexplained maneuvers. You can no longer use MasterCard to buy cannabis products. The company is telling financial institutions it no longer is allowing marijuana purchases on its debit cards. A MasterCard spokesman said that the federal government considers cannabis sales illegal, so these purchases are not allowed on our systems. USA News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
More than 100 million Americans are under heat alerts today.
Record-breaking temperatures will continue in the Southwest because of the heat dome that has parked itself over the region. And that blistering heat is also now invading the Midwest, pushing afternoon highs above 100 degrees. Forecasters are warning that the heat and humidity could last for days. Cities like St. Louis, Wichita, and Kansas City will roast in temperatures 10 to 20 degrees above average. The heat wave will also affect the northern part of the country this week, with New York City expecting record highs in the upper 90s on Thursday and Friday. I'm John Schaefer.
An Ohio canine officer is being shown the door after his police dog attacked an unarmed truck driver.
Reports indicate the black man had his hands up after a highway chase. The now former Circleville, Ohio police officer is Ryan Speakman. A use of force review appeared to clear him of all wrongdoing, but the Circleville Police Department fired him anyway. Effective immediately. The local Black Lives Matter chapter was still planning to protest outside Circleville's police department on Saturday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
An Arizona teenager who went missing nearly 4 years ago is safe. Officials said yesterday, 18-year-old Alicia Navarro recently showed up at a police station in Montana. Back in 2019, the then 14-year-old girl vanished from her Glendale, Arizona home, sparking a major search. Navarro has been reunited with her family. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Well, we found out this morning we're in YouTube jail, of all things. And, I mean, this is something to really think about here. You know, what is happening to our country? You know, you cannot have a conversation. You can't have an expert, a nurse, a biologist on the air on YouTube and talk about COVID. And I had not realized this condition. This is a policy that they'd stated back in 2020. Hasn't even been updated. And I'm going, wait a minute. I thought the president said that COVID was over. Well, it's not over. It's as far as they're concerned, as far as these social media giants are concerned, they want to control the narrative. And they are they're holding to the line. You know, I thought it was just Facebook, but it's them as well that says that whatever the WHO or the local medical community says, and the local community is tied to the WHO, so they're all following suit. There's no exception. But the idea that we would even have the WHO as a standard on healthcare is absurd, especially in light of what they failed to do and how they misserved us during the COVID pandemic. And, of course, we've been reporting that Joe Biden and the administration wants to sign a formalized agreement and have the WHO be the final, the first and final answer regarding any future pandemics. Well, you know, it's broad-termed so that anything could be perceived as a pandemic, anything that they perceive that could be injurious, you know, to the world, a la climate change. I mean, go on down the list, any other offense, then you have the WHO being the ones to manage it. And you know, imagine that. I mean, we're surrendering our sovereignty. So the fact is our sovereignty has already been surrendered. We've already given it up. If you can't here in the United States participate in a social media platform and to be able to have an open and free conversation. See, you have no idea. Have no idea what Elon Musk did in buying Twitter. I mean, you know, I wish we could do a campaign and help him. I mean, it was goofy. It was a bad deal. I mean, and he admits to it himself. But even still, I pray that he's ultimately successful. That his millions of dollars that are invested, he's still not at break even. He's still fighting a serious, you know, battle here with some of the advertisers that are so ideologically fixed that want America to conform. They want to fit us in these silos and that we comply. I mean, this is all socialism. This is communism in thought and in action. And something like YouTube being able to be allowed today, I mean, again, you have no idea how the walls are coming upon us. I mean, and in many cases already there. It's almost like the walls that are coming in on the Biden family right now. But America, everyday Americans are being squeezed. And the liberties that we thought that we enjoyed, they're gone. They're gone. When you have entities like this, where you can't have an open conversation, because we've said from day one, the information, you talk about misinformation, the information that we have had regarding COVID is all over the place. Why is it? In part, you've got Big Pharma. They're greatly rewarded. People will do that which they get rewarded for, and we know the billions of dollars they made. So follow the money there. Okay, they made a ton of money. They ignored. Robert F. Kennedy even reinforced this and said, look, they ignored the empirical data, decades of data that was already on the books and the way they were supposed to, and they did just the opposite. I say they. Our governments, you know, around the world, some governments are smart enough to go, that's stupid. We're not doing that. We're not participating in that. We're going to do the common sense sort of thing. We've got empirical evidence here. And, of course, you know, the social media networks didn't want to hear from them because they're all part and parcel of this cabal to dumb us down and to put us all in danger. I mean, the number of people, millions of people that died around the world for this insanity, and we're smarter than this. I mean, 8 billion people, the cumulative intelligence. I mean, you're looking at 8 billion laboratories around the world. Think about it. All experiencing different things. You know, it's like we're all blindfolded, feeling different parts of the elephant, yelling across the body of the elephant, hey, this is what it feels like. Oh, here, this one I got, the one I got. But, you know, there was nobody there to kind of pull this all together for the good of all concerned. Nope. The good of all concerned, forget about that. The thing that they were thinking about was how could they make money? How could they control the people? How could they get us to comply and bring us all to tow? And that's what they did. And guess what? Because of fear, we surrendered our liberties and we fell victim. And we had loved ones who died and we couldn't even be in the room with them while they passed. We had loved ones that died that should not have died. Possibly there were remedies there. Okay, we don't know that for sure. We hear that. I hear that from, you know, experienced doctors. You know, I've got friends down in, I mentioned to you, George Fareed, Dr. George Fareed and his partner down in Imperial Valley. They wrote a book on how they took care of over 10,000 people that they took care of who had COVID. And nobody died. Nobody went on a ventilator. Well, to me, that's incredible evidence, and that's something that should be looked at and considered for all future pandemics to be able to say, okay, what did they do here that we need to duplicate so that we can have those kind of results? Because when you look at the results of what the WHO and their policies delivered, we had people die. And some are suggesting unnecessarily. I say suggesting right now because that's the way science operates. It does still operate that way, believe it or not, though they would like to change the rules. But it starts with a theory, doesn't it? It starts with a hypothesis. And you think, okay, what happened here? And then as you go deeper into the process, then you can come up with, you know, probabilities. You can come in with, you know, eventually you come in with a scientific law that reinforces your conclusion. But until then, you say, okay, this is what our discovery has shown, so we can make the next best guess, all things available. But no, you know, we can't do that because the government, our own government, and the international forces to be have taken away our liberties and said, nope, thou shalt not think on your own, thou shalt not act on your own. Remember, Dr. Fauci had made the statement that natural immunity was no bueno. Maybe only last a couple months. That's what he told us, right? I mean, he told us lots of things. I mean, there's so many lies. And I say lies, and okay, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, he gave us his best bit of advice at any moment. But nowhere did he ever come back and go, okay, hey, update. We found out that this is not the case. He just let it stand out there and just kept revising things, you know, from no mask to one mask to two masks, three masks. Yeah, I mean, it was absurd. But this is the kind of silliness that has taken place. But you know what? We can't talk about that. Oh, no. You talk about that, you're going to go in YouTube jail. This is where we are, America. Bye-bye to freedoms. Bye-bye to our liberties. It's a sad story, a sad comment. It's where we are. But the thing is so dangerous is, guess what? They're already talking about another pandemic coming. And with 2024 looking not so good, are we ripe for another pandemic so the Democrats can hold on to power? Just saying. Stay tuned for details. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 after the top.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. An emphasis on independent. Dr. Paul Kengor is with us. He's the professor of political science and chief academic fellow of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Hey, Paul, how we doing?
Hey, good, Bill. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I was explaining to the audience while we were trying to connect you and realized, I apologize, it was on me. I had the wrong number for you. You know, if you don't have the right number, you can't get connected. So
All the times that we've talked, you can't lose my number, Bill. Geez.
No, exactly. Yeah, I know. It gave me time to tell the audience that I've been put in YouTube jail because I would dare address COVID-19, and I hadn't realized. I mean, I thought the president said the pandemic was over, but the administrative state and the policies still remain. And YouTube has a policy that says that thou shalt not talk about COVID-19 and make any claims. We didn't make any claims, but we did talk about COVID-19 and report it, you know, what is out there. And the thing is, I had not realized that what YouTube has declared, I knew Facebook had done this, and Zuckerberg had declared that, you know, the WHO is the administrator of their policy. And, you know, and here we've been talking about the WHO possibly handling everything around the world, 162 nations. I think they're trying to sign an agreement that if any pandemic would come up in the future, it's all honor and glory to the WHO. And here in America, we would surrender our sovereignty to the WHO. And Paul, what drives me nuts is that there's no sense of confidence, because when you look at what the WHO did during the 2.5 years of COVID, there's nothing to cheer about.
No, and I would argue that that our country was even worse than the WHO. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was in Europe a couple weeks ago. I was in Italy and France, and you know, you could. It's funny, Bill. A lot of people were there as tourists this summer, and I talked to a lot of tourists who said, you know, the reason we're here is we couldn't go here the last 3 years because of COVID, right?
Right.
Because
right.
of mandatory testing and everything. But it's interesting, in some of the countries like Italy, you didn't necessarily have to show that you were vaccinated. If you could have shown that you had COVID previously, they would have let you in.
Right.
Now, here in the United States, we had this one-size-fits-all thing where you could have had COVID six times, every different variant mutation, but damn it, if you didn't have the mRNA shot, right? No matter how much natural immunity you had, you weren't going anywhere. You could be fired. You could be harassed in the military. I think we in the United States were probably worse than just about anywhere else. And now here we are after all of this, and you would hope that finally, you know, YouTube and Twitter and all these other places would let you now have a discussion about COVID.
But we need to have that discussion. Exactly.
Yeah, but they still want to shut it down.
Yeah.
You can't even look back now. And by the way, and why? Because they don't want to be held accountable for the silence that they restricted all of us to, right? Mm. You know, they don't want a discussion now that might expose why they were wrong and what they did. So they're apparently just going to ban all discussion on this forever, as long as they possibly can. And it's outrageous.
Well, Paul, this is the pattern here. I mean, this is why Robert F. Kennedy is getting so much traction.
That's right.
Because he's going back, hey, say, look, this is what we've been doing for decades here. Are you seeing a pattern here? The same thing, but even worse with COVID. And it's like, okay, so we have a choice. You know, and the choice is still, we can follow smart people or stupid people. And stupid people kill people, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm seeing. These policies that were promoted by, you know, Dr. Fauci and others and aligned with the, you know, the WHO, they killed people, Paul.
Yeah, well, they're stupid and they're uneducated about it. I mean, as you know, because we talked about this throughout COVID, I actually worked in immunology. I spent 4 years working for the organ transplant team at the University of Pittsburgh. And I've been amused through this whole process that you look at some of these websites written by, I don't know, we don't even know who writes this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some 20-something working at Google. Where's this guy's medical expertise? And they'll say things like, critics like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others talk about what they call, quote, natural immunity, unquote,
right?
As if it's like this ridiculous thing that they have to mock. Natural immunity is what we call immunity.
Exactly. I mean,
that's the best form of
immunity that naturally adapts the body to resist iterations of the disease. And what they have discovered is with their interference. What they discovered with their interference is they've messed up the natural immune process that allows the body to adjust to these new iterations. So then what it does, I mean, they're like drug dealers. You're hooked on their drug, and if you're going to be protected, you've got to get the next iteration of their drug instead of relying on what God gave you with natural immunity. Now, I'm not a scientist, but does that make sense?
Oh yeah, yeah. In fact, let me bring this back to Italy. One of the cities that I toured or went through is called Brescia, Italy, which during the plague, the Black Plague, they went from 40,000 people to 4,000. That's how many people were killed. Now the survivors were the ones who treated everybody, who went from tent to tent, and what did the survivors have? Natural immunity.
Exactly.
If you survive it, you now have immunity. You don't need to get a vax, which is really just an mRNA experimental thing. But when you have the immunity, natural immunity isn't something to put in quotation marks. It's what you get. It's what you actually have after you've had the disease and survived it. And these nincompoops who are running these websites who will tell people, like, you know, Dr. McCullough and who's the other guy who actually invented the mRNA technology? I can't remember his name. But and Robert F. Kennedy, they'll tell them, you are banned for peddling disinformation or misinformation. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, oh, really? Who are you who's emailing me? What is my disinformation? What did I say that's incorrect? Who are you? Hello? Can you tell me who you are? You get no answer. It's like the same thing from your HR department, right?
Right.
You know, who is this at the HR department who's threatening? But who are you? Tell me, right?
Yeah.
And now you try to hold them all accountable, and you can't. They're nameless, faceless, and they remain the same bullies and censorers that they were throughout the pandemic. And there's no accountability for how
exactly.
They
And the administrative setup that they have here with, Dr. Fauci and the NIH and all, is they use public funds in order to fund these research papers that are prejudiced, whenever there's a peer review, right? That's a bunch of garbage. Where did they get that from? But meanwhile, that is out there. And so then Dr. Fauci and these other sites, well, as noted in the research paper by Dr. So-and-so, right? So somehow they have credibility. You know, like Joe Biden saying, well, you know, look at that laptop was false information. I got 51 of the top intelligence people signing off and saying that's Russian disinformation.
Right,
see,
right.
I mean, there is a consistent pattern here, Paul. This is what we're all being set up and being forced to deal with.
And anyone in the field, fellow researchers at other clinics and universities who question this stuff, you know, they're immediately knocked down by the people who run the institutions because they could lose their federal funding.
Right.
And I saw that again and again. It's a whole bunch of different places, institutions that I saw this. They were all scared.
Of course. And of course, forget about getting any kind of research money. You're cut off immediately from there. Fauci isn't going to open up our checkbook, to get some sort of objective. Exactly. This is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And as we are discovering that it's not over, and it's only going to intensify, right, Paul? We got 25 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yeah. Government is empowered by this, and the administrative state has only grown in arrogance as well as power.
Right. Well, they could only hope that they could do the same thing they thought they could with Hunter Biden, but they're finding out that we still have a little bit of liberty that we can hold on to, but. Even that is fading, Paul.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
We'll leave it there. Dr. Paul Kengor, thank you, pal. Take care. Always.
Washington, D.C. The FDA will begin targeting the sale of illegal disposable vapes in kid-friendly flavors. Here's former California Congresswoman Mary Bono.
The recent action targeting illegal disposable vapes is a good first step, but enforcement matters. Words aren't enough. The FDA needs to finish the job to protect our kids from these illegal disposable vapes in youth-friendly flavors. and then take them off our store shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposed plea deal. Prosecutors and defense lawyers tried to put together a revised plan deal after a disagreement over the original. The original plea deal appeared to fall apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to Hunter Biden's business dealings. After the prosecutor said it did not, defense attorney said there was no deal. Lawyers had reportedly agreed to a revised deal, but the judge says she was not ready to accept it. Both sides were asked by the judge to file briefs. Authorities in North Carolina say three Marines who were found dead in a vehicle at a gas station died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Autopsies were performed Wednesday after the bodies were discovered over the weekend in Hempstead, not too far from Camp Lejeune. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour, you know, what we're realizing here is the administrative state is worse than you realized, and our freedoms, especially our First Amendment right, is being so compromised. I mean, this is unbelievable what's going on. I mean, right now, talking about COVID, I still believe we need to have that open conversation of where we can say, okay, where did we get it right? Where did we get it wrong? Because, as they say, you can expect another pandemic. I mean, so much so that the infrastructure for future pandemics is in place. I mean, you know, we've been reporting that the WHO has been trying to work out a deal with the Biden administration to where any future pandemics, America, I mean, Joe Biden is signing off on this. He is surrendering our sovereignty potentially to the WHO. And in a sense, it's already there because you got YouTube, you got these other social media entities and platforms that rely and go along with whatever WHO policy is, as if they just did a wonderful job and saved so many people that we should listen and give them place. See, this is the problem. When we start accepting and listening to people who are not serving us and have lied to us, it just keeps on going. It metastasizes. And we're going to be talking about gun control here in just a moment with Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and author of Gun Control Myths. And, you know, this has been a target for a long time. I mean, there's been misinformation about this. You know, Dr. Lott has researched this for decades. He has empirical evidence. And, and it's a matter of time before they find a way. They've already found ways to, you know, squash his voice and get it to the point to where, you know, like if he and I were to do, which we did a YouTube television show. We didn't get canceled, but I think it's a matter of time, John, before, you and I are limited in the scope of what we can talk about because it's been determined by the WHO and other international bodies that say that, what we say about guns rules and forget about your empirical evidence and all the research and history, right?
Well, unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of gatekeepers on that, a lot of interest. I mean, look at our own Centers for Disease Control. You know, not only do they kind of work with the teachers' unions on what the, quote, science is on school closing, but when it came to gun control, the gun control groups lobbied or talked to the Centers for Disease Control, asking them to take data off of their website because they complained that the data that the CDC was putting on their website was making it difficult for them to pass the types of gun control laws that they wanted
exactly.
to pass. I mean, how that is an appropriate factor for the CDC to take into account for whether, you know, they have, you know, data up on their website, whether it helps or hurts the gun control groups per se, you'd like to believe is irrelevant. But, you know, that's our own CDC.
Right. And it's just another one of those bricks in the wall that gets knocked out, and it weakens our defenses and our, you know, Second Amendment right. And they've been chipping away at it. And meanwhile, you know, they've been able to get away with it because this is the pattern, John, as you said. You know, whether it's school teachers or any other left-leaning group that is supporting, you know, a government, a left-leaning government that's in power, even more so. I mean, they make quantum leaps. This is the dangerous part about where we are right now, and we're starting to see this. I mean, we look back and we saw, you know, what the Obama administration was able to do. And when you go back and look in history and you look at these progressive presidents and you look at how laws have changed and how our liberties have been affected, I mean, it's just been one bit of zip code after another to where, what are we going to be left with, John? Certainly not the America that you and I grew up with.
Right. Well, unfortunately, I think the laws that they push actually make people less safe, too. But, you know, it's the reason why people like you are out there to help educate. People can go to our website at crimeresearch.org to go and get a hold of the data and look at these things for themselves. But, you know, it's an uphill process.
Right.
But, you know, you look at a lot of the debate that goes on right now. People, you've had big increases in violent crime over the last years. To people, you and I, it's pretty obvious why it's increased. You know, if you have it so that, judges are releasing half or even two-thirds of the inmates from local jails. If you have
no bail laws.
Yeah, right, no bail laws. You have prosecutors, they're refusing to prosecute violent criminals. You know, it's not rocket science to go and figure out what's going on with that.
Yeah, this is the thing that's amazing, John, to your point here. I mean, you've been researching this forever. I mean, this stuff is empirical. I mean, just like for COVID, there was a plan, there was a strategy based on decades of experience what to do, and everything that we were supposed to do based on the science. I mean, we're talking decades of information. We did just the opposite. We did just the opposite. I mean, we just like, it was like our scientists said, we're going to blatantly defy gravity. And look what it did.
Right. Well, I mean... And they lied many times and knowingly lied about stuff, too. I mean, things like the masking, telling people, first of all, don't use the mask. And then telling people use even cloth masks, which they knew didn't really matter. And then you have things like going in with the vaccines, that it will go and prevent the spread or prevent you from getting it and stuff like that. When the vaccines hadn't been tested for some of those aspects of it. And so, you know, there's credibility issues, but, you know, and with regard to COVID, I mean, we had lots of bizarre things that happened. So, for example, the way they defined a COVID death was different than we've defined death from any other cause.
Exactly.
In fact, it makes it impossible for us to even compare the death rates from COVID in the United States with other things, but also impossible to really compare the United States to other countries.
See, that, and that's the thing that we've insisted on, John, and I know you being a researcher, this is important. Data is important. You've got to make sure you have right data, because as we say, south of the border, caca in, caca out. And so you've got to, you know, hold to the value of this information when it's compromised. What's the generations ahead? What are they going to look at, you know, 30 years? And they're going to go back and look. I mean, there better be some big asterisks on these numbers to warn, you know, the future scientists that this is prejudiced information. I mean, you talk about the era of misinformation. Our government and these scientists have clearly participated in that, and it's bad enough they've compromised us, but we're talking future generations because of these bad numbers, John.
Right. Well, unfortunately, I agree with you. Look, I think there's an argument that's been made that the types of biases that they had were politically motivated to try to make the United States look worse than other countries during the Trump administration. I mean, you had, for example, New York, which was testing all dead bodies from like March of 2020 or on. And they would find that when they actually tested the bodies that had been identified as COVID deaths, only about 38% of the bodies actually tested positive for the virus. You had huge numbers of bodies that were being classified as COVID deaths, which clearly couldn't have been.
Right. Well, at one point, the CDC, John, came out and made the statement that the number was more like 4% of the death toll. And that was huge. I mean, that was headline. And the mainstream media just kind of let that go. And that really shocked me. I mean, that's when you realize the fix is in. And there's so much more to this, just like what you said. In order, you know, for political purposes to make one party look bad, they went ahead and they rigged the numbers. They played with the numbers to affect public opinion. And this is where the public needs to be forewarned, because when you are led like sheep and you are robbed of your intelligence, this is what you get. Dr. John Lott is with us. We've got more.
For as little as 10 cents a day, now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths, continues with us. Hey, John, real quick, and then I want to get into your article that you wrote, is how the gun-hating media uses slanted surveys to manipulate public opinion. You know, you and I have not really had an opportunity to talk about this issue with Hunter Biden. Yesterday, it started out that looked like a sweetheart deal was going to be realized by Hunter Biden, and the judge honed in almost right away on the gun issue. That, wait a minute, how do you get allow this to happen? How do you negotiate this kind of deal? And all she asks is that basic question. And, you know, the defense and the prosecutor fold right on the spot, John. It's crazy, huh?
Right. Well, you know, there are apparently real constitutional issues with the deal that the government had struck with Hunter Biden. And the judge resisted that. So, you know, what will be the final outcome, whether they'll be able to restructure it in some way that will get to the same result, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
But what does this do for the law-abiding gun owner who holds to these laws, respects gun ownership? What kind of effect does this have on the community?
Look, just so people know, my background, I was chief economist for the United States Sentencing Commission, which sets the criminal penalties for all federal crimes. Mm-hmm. And more recently, I worked in the U.S. Department of Justice and specifically dealt in part with the NICS background check system, which is what's relevant for the Hunter Biden's case, a part of it. Mm-hmm. And all I can tell you is anybody else who had done what Hunter did would be facing multiple felony charges, not just one kind of misdemeanor that will be expunged with 2 years of good behavior.
And a diversion program. It's like, oh,
right.
My gosh.
So, you know, it's just kind of outrageous, kind of the differential justice that's there. And, but a lot of the media seems to just explain it away. But he would, you know, the crimes that he committed were not only lying in obtaining the gun, but possessing the gun afterwards is another felony. And the illegal disposal of a gun is another crime. Having it within 100 feet of a school is another issue. There are all sorts of crimes that were committed there at various levels. And, the tax stuff is just absolutely astounding. Here's the IRS agents were saying that starting in 2014 to like 2019, he had over $17 million in income that he didn't report. Now, I don't know about you, or I know I would like to believe that if I had $17 million, assuming I even made that much, I would remember to report it.
Right.
But you weren't
on crack at the time. If you were on crack, you might forget.
Even had his accountants tell him that he had to report income, and he refused to do so. So that goes to willfulness. That's there, which is basically what's involved in felony. But look, the guy going and claiming things like, these expenses
paying for hookers and prostitutes
as business expenses are just absolutely, and sex clubs are just absolutely nuts, though. I guarantee you, if some normal person tried claiming those things as business expenses, that would be a crime. Just they put you in jail just for doing that type of thing. Mm-hmm.
But if you're in the porn industry and you're making porn movies, can't you write that off?
That's true. And maybe you could say that the ones he had on his laptop were part of his business. But
maybe it was a demo. It was a demo tape for his porn movie that he was out there.
Good point. But it's just not serious. And it's the agents not being allowed to go and ask certain questions because it might lead to Joe Biden and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just outrageous. Well, one of the big myths that's occurring here that the media just reports over and over and over again is that both Weiss and this judge must be Republican types because they were both appointed by Trump. The problem is that in order to get these types of appointments through the Senate, you have to have basically the support of at least one of the senators from the state that's there.
Exactly.
And both the senators from Delaware are Democrats, and they would have vetoed, they would have used what's called blue slips on any Republican that was there. And with regard to the U.S. attorney for Delaware, he was originally appointed to the job by Obama.
Mm-hmm.
As an acting, Trump made him a permanent one there, but that was only because that he was one guy that the two Democratic senators in Delaware
had endorsed. Yeah, exactly. Well, and the other deal too, John. I mean, you've got 60 days to hire thousands of judges, and how do you do that? How does a transition team do that, especially? Trump's team, when you find out the FBI was constantly, throwing sticks in their wheels and disrupting, and you had all the disruption and resistance coming from Nancy Pelosi and the whole government. There was no concerted effort for a smooth transition. They were doing everything they could. And, I mean, even when you got Comey admitting, taking advantage of this newly installed government administration, and he took advantage to go in and he got somebody. He went and snagged a body and drug him out. And all this stuff needs to be considered, and how the government was administrated and how it was interfered with by Democrats primarily.
Right. Well, I mean, with regard to the Department of Justice, I just worked in the Department of Justice for a while during the Trump administration. And one of the things that happened was at the beginning of Trump's administration as an olive branch to the Bushes. He let George W. Bush staff pretty much the vast majority of the Department of Justice, and Jeb Bush staff the Department of Education. And what they ended up having happen was a lot of people who hated Trump. So not only did you have the civil service there that was hostile, but a lot of the political appointees, and at least those two, departments.
Plus you had the people that Obama had upgraded, right, and made them part of the permanent bureaucratic class, so that they would not get fired. That he brought them into the bureaucracy, into supposedly public servants, and so he gave them cover. And I don't know how many, thousands of those were involved. So, I mean, this thing was, it's a wonder. It's almost a miracle that Donald Trump was able to accomplish what he did with this kind of resistance and infrastructure that was so anti-Trump, you know. Anyway, John, 2.5 minutes left, and I promised you I did want to talk about your article. Organizations such as NPR and PBS are spending our tax dollars on surveys that paint gun control in the best possible light. Break that down, if you would.
Sure. I mean, this is just one out of many examples that we could talk about. But just recently, NPR and PBS did a survey that got not only massive attention on their networks, national networks, but got major attention by other news organizations, saying that people supported stricter gun control. And the way that they would have the survey question, they would say, do you support protecting gun rights, or do you support safety regulations that will control guns? Yeah. And the thing is, most people prefer safety type things. And so, but the thing is, I'd like to believe that people on both sides, the people who support individuals being able to have guns for protection, also are doing the types of rules that they have because they think they'll make people safer. And if you go, and with the way they did it, it was like 60% supporting safety regulations, 38% supporting protecting gun rights. But if you have it so that, do you support the safety regulations or do you support people being able to own guns to protect themselves, then you get essentially a tie.
Yes. Well, see, John, this is the tough thing, because meanwhile, their message is out there, and here you are, bringing light to it. And it becomes an immediate uphill battle for us in order to balance it out. I mean, fortunately, we have enough gun owners out there that realize, what's going on in the game that it's being played. But we've got to continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, and lay it out there and let the people know, really the whole truth behind all this, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least you're there, and I appreciate it.
Well, I mean, you're here too, John. I mean, and I just am so thankful for all your hard work on behalf of those of us who still believe in the Constitution and our Second Amendment right. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research
Center. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.